Welcome to this post-game media edition of Talking Hoosier Baseball. Coming off an anemic showing offensively in Indianapolis, the Hoosiers came back to Bloomington on Friday and even the four-game series with Butler with a dominating performance from the offense and a very special outing from grad student Ty Bothwell, who went eight innings, giving up only two runs. Four Hoosiers had multi-hit days, including Devin Taylor, who went 2-for-5 on the day with a home run and three runs batted in. Indiana won the game 11-2. The media met with head coach Jeff Mercer, Bothwell, and Taylor following the game.
Four of your last five games, the pitching staff has done their job of keeping the other team under seven runs. And of course, Ty was just extra special today.
Yeah, Ty was amazing. And I talked to the team afterwards, and I think it's easy to look at Ty and say, well, he's talented and he's good and those things. But I think what gets lost is Ty's just obsessive desire to work and to compete for Indiana, to win for Indiana, whatever you need. You know, Ty's the one that brought up the idea of him helping to close down midweeks. And he's like, I don't need a midweek bullpen. I need to go pitch. It makes me better. And he's helped us on the midweeks. And today he was amazing. But, you know, Ty's the guy that's up early in the morning working all day. Has an insatiable appetite to succeed. And so you get an outing like today because the guy's such an incredible worker. And we have, like, we've pitched it better. You know, we've worked. We're trying to get guys in better spots. I think guys have settled in a little bit. We got back on schedule. I know I've said that a lot, but I think that's a big deal. When you get guys in the right spots, in the right matchups, a little bit of, you know, I think confidence is, I'm not a huge believer. And like, you have to see the ball go through the hoop before you can have confidence. And your confidence comes from your investment. If I've worked hard enough, then I believe I'm capable because I've done it every day in practice. And so seeing those guys get to work and seeing those guys make adjustments, and Coach Plant's a good pitching coach. They're making adjustments. They're getting better. Our stuff has been better. We've been more competitive with better stuff. We're getting to both halves of the plate better. You know, you look at, I think Tyrai Rabarjic has helped to kind of lead that charge a little bit on, this is how you do it, young fellas, and this is how you can compete. And Foley's growing up, and we've got Reisdorf back in a better, more conducive situation for his success. And then you've got Ty, who's been outstanding. So you just have to keep working. You have to keep plugging away. You have to keep advancing the ball, and no pun intended, but you have to keep advancing your way through it. There's just no time to stop and feel sorry for yourself. You have to keep going, and we're doing that. And as we get, I think, more fundamental in all aspects of the game, our room for success grows as we eliminate some of the silly penalties on ourselves. So, yeah, Ty was incredible. Could not be more proud of a kid ever than him. And I think our pitching staff is growing. I think we're getting more help from some of those young guys. And our older players, our sophomores, have grown up. And then Ty has really done a good job of leading the charge there.
Coach Jason is on an eight-game hit streak.
You're going to jinx him now.
He's playing well recently.
There you go.
Yeah, I'll reword the question. He's playing well recently. You talked about it on Tuesday, how you've seen him grow so much. He was working, like you said, 6 hours over the 2 days in the cages.
Yeah.
Just how important is that, having a freshman just start to come into his own?
It's a huge deal, and it's been the recipe for our success over the last several years, is recruit at a high level, coach them like crazy, and then try to find your spots to gradually work them in where they can have some success. And then once they do, get their feet underneath them, kind of let them grow, right? You let them get out there and let them go do it. But Jason is a really special talent. He's a very special player. And as he's learned to swing better, right, as he's learned to load better, as he's had a better identity and approach, he has a really good eye. You know, he has the ability to get pitches in the zones, you know, consistently. And you're starting to see him take off a little bit, like we've had guys do, you know, Carter and Brock and Devin and Tyler, and he's kind of the next in line for some of that growth that you've seen from those guys. So, you know, he's got to really kind of turn his foot speed loose defensively. I think sometimes he plays too slow, and he's a better athlete than that. But offensively, he's starting to kind of figure it out. I think he's going to be a really good player here for several years. And he's just scratching the surface. You know, I probably told the story the other day, but we were working on the field and just learning how to load your body better. And I was throwing to him, hit a home run to right center the other day. And he said, that's the first time I've ever done that in my life. And I said, well, if you'll do this right, you'll hit a lot of those. And then a couple of days later, hit two homers to right center. And so there is a ton of potential in him. He's a good worker. He's very dutiful. He just wants to learn. And those guys that are smart and they can apply information, they get better really fast. And he's one of those guys that he can think, he can apply, and he's very talented. He's starting to take off a little bit for us.
Yes. Keeps him quiet in the top of the first, and then two pitches into the bottom half of the inning, you guys are up 1-0. Yeah. How did that kind of set the tone for the day offensively?
Well, it did. It did. I mean, to be frank with you, not to be a Debbie Downer, because it's a good question, but then we don't move the guy, we don't score the guy, we don't advance and advance the ball from there. You know, we've given up runs in the first several times. It was kind of our shot to punch back and to take a 2-3-4 run lead there in the first. You know, it was great. It was a great start. Carter's really working through his approach. He's doing a good job. I think he's going to start to open it up and kind of go a little bit. Cerny gets a hung breaking ball in the middle of the plate, bang, and we're off and running. I'd like to see us finish that inning. But, yeah, it was a great start. It was an exciting start, a quick one, and it kind of set the tone, like you said, for the day. I was really pleased with, you know, they hit the two-run homer to tie it. And, you know, we talked about getting into the seventh inning in a two-run game one way or the other and being the tougher, more fundamental team and find a way to win it late. So they tie the game up, and we're kind of in that moment where it's like, which way are we going to go here? And then to go on and score with 9 more runs and kind of pull away. I was really, really pleased to see that aspect as well. But yeah, it was a good start, exciting, and we just need to do more of that. You know, the last several years, we've kind of been known for quick starts and offensive starts, and we need to get back to doing that. We need to finish those innings and be able to put up a crooked number there and then pull away.
Devin has been having to deal with the special way he's been being pitched. Yeah. I mean, kind of broke out with that today. So can you just describe what he's been working on?
Yeah. So he's been working on loading better. I mean, he got really pushy, and which is understandable a little bit. He's still a young player. He's made a lot of mechanical adjustments from high school to last year to this year. And then you get pitched so hard, right? You're getting so many off-speed pitches. You're getting hard in, soft away. And so he had to get better at loading and cleaning up his hands a little bit, his body position. But he's another guy that's put in a ton of work to clean those things up and kind of get back going again. He's going to have to be out over the plate, but he got a fastball in with 2 strikes today, and he cleared to it. Again, that's his load, and that's his hand position. If I'm in a good position, my posture is good, my hands clear well. If it's not, I can't rotate to that. You know, and then he got an off-speed pitch out over the plate, was able to double it. A big two out here for us. It was a really big one. We had second and third and one out. We pop out to the infield, and then we go double on the line, and then Tibbetts home run. So we extended those innings. So Devin's working like crazy. He is. He gets pitched very difficult. Good thing for us is I try to always keep Tibbetts behind him to be able to have an enforcer behind him. And we're very fortunate to have a guy like that that can help protect him a little bit. But, yeah, he's worked on a swing, and it's cleaned some things up for him to give him some more play coverage. And he's just, for the rest of his life, as long as he plays baseball, he's going to get pitched like that. And so he has to work through it, and he's doing it, and he'll continue to get better. I gave him a 3-0 green light, and he popped it up. He looked at me and kind of smirked as he came back. And he's our guy. Yeah, I'm going to have confidence in him. I'm going to let him play the game. And when he gets a heater, you gotta let him do his thing. So, he's getting better and playing with some confidence. You know, I would love to see him as he continues to grow and mature to lead, to be more and more vocal, to step forward. And he's such a smart player. He's such a fundamental player. He sees the game like a coach. I told him last night, whenever your career is over, and I hope he plays for 15 more years, he would be such a great coach. He's so smart. And I just want him to communicate what he sees, because he sees the game like a coach does, and I think oftentimes he kind of keeps it to himself. I would want him to communicate that. So nudge, go and lead, big fella.
Ty, Coach mentioned that it was your idea to throw in the midweek before you had this really fantastic outing. So kind of talk about how you've been vocal and assertive here.
During the summer, I would kind of treat bullpens as like one-inning outings and just throw live, because I feel like that's the best way. I get feedback from hitters, and it helps me like get a good work day in and go from there. So,
Devin, your home run was like pretty much at the 408 sign. How does that like fuel your confidence moving forward?
I mean, like, I've been working on it all week with Zach, just every day, every morning, just working on it throughout all fields. So it feels really good to see the results of it.
Yes,
that's
nice. It's a slide. Ty, you had close to 100 pitches, and I think there was one in the eighth inning where you touched 94. How were you able to keep the velocity up throughout your outing to keep these hitters off balance?
I don't know.
It looked like you were just emptying the tank there at the end.
Just trying to pour it out. We talk about closing every inning. Like, if that's all you're going out there to do, treat any. If you go out for the next inning, like, great. But our job is to go inning by inning, pitch by pitch, and just try and lay it out and just go from there. So once in August, like, in the eighth inning, I was like, you know what? Let's just try and pour it out and see what happens. And I don't even know what happens. So,
did you have to do any convincing to coach to go in for that eighth, or was it pretty confident that you were going back in?
I was just going to do whatever they wanted to do.
Just to help.
All I cared about was helping the team. So if I did my job, then I did my job. Pass it on to the next guy. I'll see if I can finish out on a good day. So.
Devin, you've been, obviously, your entire time at Indiana, you've been extremely patient at the plate, and that's had to really pay dividends as these teams really start pitching you tough. So can you just talk about, you know, the development in that and the fact that you're so well-known and being targeted for really tough pitches?
I mean, I know it's good. Like, I knew it was going to be big coming into this year, so, like, I've been working on, like, pitch recognition and, like, all that, just knowing, like, I have to be kind of stubborn with my pitch. If I get it, then I have to damage it.
So. Coach talked about the importance of you guys starting off hot offensively. So, Devin, you're in the heart of that lineup. How does it feel when you're coming to the plate in the first inning? You guys are already up 1-0.
I mean, it feels really good just knowing that, like, Carter and Cerny, like, paved the way for the rest of the lineup. Just, like, we always talk about stringing at bats, and that's what they really did. Of course, we didn't, like, finish adding me and Brock and Nick, but it was a really good start to see, for sure.
And Ty, after they tied the game up, you managed to, you know, continue to attack the rest of the game. Kind of just what was going through your mind at that point?
Just do my job, because I knew that I had guys behind me that were going to do theirs if they hit it, and we have a really talented offense, and I had a full belief that they were able to pull away.
Indiana and Butler play two more today, Saturday, starting at 2 p.m. to wrap up the last non-conference series of the season. See you at the BART.